KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at some wrestling notes from last night. First, in a four-team meet at Logan Magnolia High School, it was Logan Magnolia downing Atlantic 46-27. Atlantic Cam came back to win over Otobolt Arthur BCIG 48-33. And it was Atlantic Cam over Woodbine 66-50. Logan Magnolia, 51-30 winners over OABCIG. Logan Magnolia also beat Woodbine 63-12, and it was OABCIG topping Woodbine 43-42. Atlantic had four wrestlers win all three of their matches last night. Joe Weaver at 106, Chase McLaren at 132, Tanner Williamson at 138 pounds, and heavyweight John McConkie, also a three-time winner in last night's meet. In boys basketball last night, the Atlantic Trojans picked up a win to open up the second half of the season. A home victory over the Harlan Cyclones, 66-52 last night. Atlantic was led by 17 points from Austin Alexander, 15 of those coming in the first half. Scott Leonard had 16, Jackson Eden 11, Chase Mullinix and Logan Riley each threw in 9 for the Trojans. Atlantic jumped out to an early 10-0 lead to start the game and then led by as many as 15 in the first quarter. Harlan rallied back in the second and actually took a one-point lead, but Austin Alexander grabbed the lead right back for Atlantic with a 3 on their next possession, and the Trojans would lead the rest of the way. Atlantic was up 34-30 at the half, then pushed the lead to 10 by the end of the third quarter at 50-40. Atlantic had a couple of big buckets from Logan Riley to start the fourth quarter and made some plays down the stretch to hang on to that lead. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins was proud of the way multiple guys stepped up in the big moments in last night's game.
I just said it was the most complete team effort because Eden gets involved early. He hits a big three. Riley hits a big three, finishes down low. I thought he rebounded well. That's really what we've been kind of missing, is six guys having a productive night. And everybody contributed in a way. But we started to see that during the Christmas break practices. We started to see guys' confidence grow a little bit. And that's important. You know, confidence is an important tool in the game of basketball. And I thought our guys were a confident group tonight.
Coach Jenkins was also proud of the composure his team showed after losing the early lead and then regaining it before the end of the first half.
Composure, it has to be in the game of basketball because it's a game of runs. And you know Harlan is undefeated, so their kids have a lot of confidence. They weren't going to be done playing for the night either. So, like I said, it took a lot of guys to step up tonight. It's a good win, but you know, we're not going to celebrate it a whole lot. We'll go to work tomorrow and just try to keep getting better.
With the win, Atlantic improved to 5-4 on the season. They'll host Denison Friday in their next outing. Harlan was led in the loss by Logan Clausen with 15 points, all on first-half three-point makes. Shane Chamberlain finished with 13 on the night. The Cyclones suffered their first loss of the season. They're now 6-1. They'll travel to St. Albert on Friday night. In other Hawkeye 10 Conference boys play last night, it was St. Albert beating Kemper Catholic 74-72. Glenwood downing Clarinda 79-23. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play, Booyer Valley beat Exira EHK 58-45. It was Arweva over West Harrison 73-42. Also last night in boys basketball, Van Meter over ACGC 88-33. Lamoni beat Orient Maxburg 86-13. Ogden over Panorama 83-78. In girls high school hoops last night, in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Harlan topping Atlantic by a score of 48-29. Glenwood beat Clarinda 82-36. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 75-56. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva beat West Harrison 62-42. In other girls action last night, Van Meter downed ACGC by a final of 59-44. It was Lamoni over Orient Maxburg 42-26. Well, Michigan drained 8 three-pointers in the opening half and used a 22-4 run to take control in a 75-68 win at Iowa. That was a game heard here on KJAN last night. That snapped a 5-game losing streak to the Hawkeyes as the Wolverines claimed a rare victory in Iowa City.
We brought some really good teams in here in the 11 years I've been here. We have a team that wants the national championship. And we didn't win it, but we were in the national championship. And then three times we won a Big Ten championship, either in regular season or in the tournament. And I think we've only had one close game here. So it was, I mean, Iowa beat us every time.
That's Michigan coach John Beilein. The Wolverines shot 62% in the opening half for the game, and they were 11 of 25 from three-point range.
I mean, we really shot the ball well. And we missed some of those shots. I might have a different story to tell right now. But we really play extraordinarily well as far as shooting the ball.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes dug themselves too big of a hole in the opening half.
You look at the three-point shooting and you look at, you know, were some defensive breakdowns, and clearly they were obvious, but our offense in that stretch was really poor. And I think that's as disappointing as anything.
Iowa trailed by as many as 18 points as they fell to 0-3 in the Big Ten.
And you look and say, well, boy, I didn't think we played well at all. And we lost by 7. You know, so, you know, obviously it's disappointing, but, you know, I think we'll be able to get this thing figured out.
Sophomore Tyler Cook had a big night, leading Iowa with 29 points and 8 rebounds. The Hawkeyes will host Ohio State Thursday night in their next outing. Elsewhere in top 25 college basketball last night, Vladimir Brodziansky had 18 points, including the go-ahead three-pointer in overtime as number 16 TCU bounced back from its first loss with an 81-78 win at Baylor. Also, Keenan Allen had 15 points. Number 18 Texas Tech never trailed, beating 10th-ranked Kansas 85-73. Also, Xavier was a winner last night, the 5th-ranked Musketeers, an 86-79 winner over Butler. Florida knocked off number 11 Texas A&M 83-66. Also, it was Mississippi State upending number 22 Arkansas 78-75. And Auburn knocked off number 23 Tennessee 94-84 last night. A couple of teams off to unbeaten starts in the Missouri Valley Conference will collide at the Knapp Center when Drake hosts Illinois State tonight. Bulldogs are considered a surprise at 2-0, while the Redbirds are the defending Valley champions.
They got a lot of guys who can put the ball in the basket. They defend at a high level. Changing defenses will be a challenge. They play zone and man, and they constantly change defenses. But, you know, for these guys, it's really nothing that we haven't seen before. They just do it at a really high level.
That's Drake coach Nico Medved, who feels a tough non-conference schedule, got his team ready for the conference race. With the semifinals backed on New Year's Day, ESPN viewership for the college football playoff was the highest it's been since the first season of the postseason system 4 years ago. The double overtime Rose Bowl thriller between Georgia and Oklahoma drew a 14.8 overnight Nielsen rating and average viewership of 27 million. That's up 39% over last season's early semifinal. Georgia beat Oklahoma 54-48, and ESPN said the television rating reached a high of 17.3 in overtime. The Sugar Bowl between Alabama and Clemson got a 12.5 rating and an average viewership of 21.1 million. That's up 10% from last season's second semifinal. The last two seasons, the semifinals were played on December 31st. The CFP drew record viewership for ESPN in its first season when games were played on January 1st of 2015. In college football news, Arizona has fired football coach Rich Rodriguez after a notice of claim was filed with the state attorney general's office alleging he ran a hostile workplace. The Tucson Daily Star revealed the notice of claim on Tuesday after making a public records request. Athletic director Dave Heek issued a statement saying the athletics department decided to go in a new direction after evaluating the program. Arizona was one of college football's more surprising teams this season after opening 6-2. The Wildcats fell flat after that, losing 4 of their final 5 games, including a loss to Purdue in the Holiday Bowl. Rodriguez was 43-39 in 6 seasons at Arizona. And staying out west, Arizona Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer is retiring after 15 NFL seasons. Palmer, who turned 38 last week, made the announcement in an open letter released by the Cardinals. Palmer missed the last 9 games of what would be his final season with a broken left arm. Coach Marvin Lewis got a 2-year contract extension Tuesday, giving him 2 more chances to try to get the Cincinnati Bengals the playoff victory that's eluded him for 15 seasons. And Ted Thompson is out as GM of the Green Bay Packers, but he'll remain as senior advisor of football operations. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.